The heads of Hawaii's Democratic and Republican Party issued a joint statement condemning the violence in our nation's capital yesterday. Shireen Ostrov and Tyler De Los Santos said that violence, vandalism, and mob rule have no place in our republic. Regardless of politics or party, there is more that unites than divides us. While we have passionate debates and disagreements, violent lawlessness has no role in our political process, end quote. It is calm in Washington, D.C. this morning. That is where we reached Hawaii Congresswoman Mazie Hirono, who, like so many, are still a bit shell-shocked at yesterday's events.
Just continuing to feel so shocked and appalled to know that we have a country where the president literally encourages this kind of riotous behavior, property damage, physical injuries, deaths. That we live in a country where we have a president like this, and I think it is really important to have him step down somehow, and the quickest way for that to happen, as I and others are calling for, is for the vice president and the cabinet to deem the president unfit using the 25th Amendment.
Many people fear what damage he might do over the next couple of
weeks.
Yes.
He can do a lot more, and that's why I'm calling on the Trump administration, which has been full of sycophants and suck-ups, to finally wake up to their constitutional responsibilities and use the 25th Amendment. But short of that, I think the rest of us have to be very vigilant. I'm glad that, for example, the social media platforms have stopped Trump from being able to use their platforms to spread his lies. So that's good. And then if he tries to do something militarily, I expect the Joint Chiefs to say, nope, this is an unlawful order, and we're not going to do it. So we just have to be vigilant. I am hoping that maybe at this stage of the game, rather than all these cabinet secretaries resigning, which is so cowardly, that they should step up and say to the president, you need to step down because you are not fit to carry on even for the remaining 2 weeks of your presidency. And I think the House members got more of the brunt of the assault on the Capitol. You saw them wearing gas masks and all of that. But the ease with which these rioters breached the perimeter of the Capitol is more than concerning. I know that the House is prepared to do hearings and investigate what happened. And the Senate is still controlled by the Republicans. And I would welcome any hearings that they undertake. So far, I haven't heard anything from them. But in the meantime, I believe that the House will go ahead under the Democratic control to advance some hearings on what happened. I think that needs to proceed.
And have you got any word about the health of the police, the Capitol Police, that may have been injured, any of those officers?
I know that I think two of them were hospitalized. I hope that they are all right. But this kind of breaching of the Capitol, and you saw the images of these rioters just walking around as like they owned the place. It was really shocking. And also to carry the Confederate flag into the Capitol. So these were insurrectionists, spurred on by the president, who, by the way, after all that, he still did not accept any responsibility or feel any sense of a shame for what happened. In fact, if anything, he basically said, I love you, you know, like, good job, you can go home now. It's just appalling. This is why this person is dangerous, and his own people should remove him.
That was Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono, who we talked to this morning. We also reached out to Representative Ed Case just after the Capitol incident, sent those inside scrambling for cover. Case tells us the delegation texted each other to make sure everyone was safe. But Case was still pretty emotional about the day's events and angry that the president didn't do more to condemn the violence.
Well, I think it's just an incredibly dark, you know, chapter in our country's history. You know, it's one thing to protest peacefully, even very strongly. And it is just completely another thing to go over the line from that to what can only be classified as a violent assault on the U.S. Capitol that did damage to the Capitol and harmed people in the Capitol. We have U.S. Capitol police that are hurt, some of them, I believe, seriously. We have staff members. We may have colleagues that are also hurt. There were reports of gunfire. Wouldn't be surprising because there was no security or folks that were coming in with large bags. And so it was a complete breakdown of respect for the institutions in government. And in fact, it was about as direct an assault on our democracy as we've seen by our own citizens. It just fills me with so much sorrow and anger and disgust over that disrespect. And it's compounded by the fact that it didn't happen by accident. It wasn't spontaneous. It was incited. It was incited by the highest levels of our leadership, the president being number one. And for him to come out afterwards and not condemn it, he refused to condemn it. I think all Americans, or virtually all Americans, would have wanted him to stand up and say, my countrymen, this is wrong. This is not who we are. This not only needs to stop, but I condemn it personally. That's not the comment that he gave. The comment that he gave was to the folks that had perpetrated it. Look, I know you're hurt. I know you don't understand, and I feel it. And I also agree this was a fraudulent election. And let's all disrespect the institutions of government together. But go home. That's all he said. That's like nothing. And I had my own colleagues stand up on the floor of the House and do the same, even worse. And they don't expect their words to have consequences. And so there's incredible responsibility to go around, but it rests at the top. That's unforgivable. But having said that, we're going to get through it. We are going to resume soon, I hope. And we're going to complete our job tonight and tomorrow and however long it takes. We're going to do what we are charged to do with under the Constitution, which is to decide who the next president of this country is going to be. And I wish that it happened in a different way, but we're going to get to that result, and we're all, I hope, going to look back and say, what the heck just happened and why? And maybe we will recognize that inciting and encouraging the worst parts of our nature is not good for a democracy, which is an agreement among all of us to a certain respect for our foundations, respect for our institutions, and respect for the results, even if we don't like them. We are going to put on show that this country does work, can work, and will work. And so, although I'm very, very emotional about what I just saw, because I love this country, I'm very proud that I'm going to be a part of reasserting our values and our institutions. And we're going to go forward, and we're going to have a president, and we're going to have an inauguration, and we're going to have a government.
That was Democratic Representative Ed Case. Hawaii's newest representative, Kai Kahele, was with his family at their new home in Washington when pro-Trump extremists breached the Capitol perimeter. The family sheltered in place throughout the day. HPR's Casey Harlow spoke to the freshman congressman yesterday afternoon before Congress reconvened to certify the presidential election results. Kahele tells us how he felt.
It's a mix of emotions. It's sadness. It's anger. It's deeply troubling what I saw today. I have spent the last week or so here in our nation's capital. My family has had a chance to experience a little bit of it, especially, we were all sworn in on Sunday, just a few days ago. And to see some of our most sacred places be desecrated, be penetrated by anarchists, by seditionists today, is a threat to our democracy, man. I'm angered about it, and it's really disturbing.
And you are also a service member. You have served in our armed forces as well, and you take an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and the rights that everybody has. What are your thoughts as someone who has served?
Well, you are right. I have taken an oath serving in our armed forces to protect our democracy, just like I did again, this past Sunday. And to see, I fought for our country, for our Constitution, for the right to protest, peaceful protest, or the right for free speech. But that's not what we saw today. This was not a peaceful demonstration of people that supported President Trump or, passionate, spirited debate between Democrats and Republican, supporters. These were people that came to the Capitol, incited, to provoke violence by President Trump. And, you know, it was an attack on our nation's democracy. And we must protect and preserve our democracy. And, you know, the peace must be restored here in the nation's capital. And, you know, it's tough for me because, you know, we're taught as military officers to, you know, respect authority. The President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. But make no mistake, what I saw today, President Trump is an absolute disgrace to our country. He's a disgrace to our nation. And he's put the health and safety of Americans at risk today, the health and safety of the Capitol Police. And I don't think we can wait 14 days for President-elect Biden. I think President Trump should be impeached right now. Article the 25th Amendment should be invoked. And he should be removed from office. And if that made it to the House floor, I would be, quick to support it, quick to vote for it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add or anything else that you'd like our listeners to know?
Certifying this election means honoring and listening to the voices of 81 million Americans who voted for President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. We must honor the will of the people. We must protect that democracy. And so, you know, again, I reiterate, you know, the Congress needs to show strength. It needs to show resolve. It needs to show the American people that we will fight for our democracy no matter what it takes. And I took an oath to protect our Constitution and our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And what we saw today, in my opinion, borderline is domestic terrorism. And, there are pipe bombs that were placed throughout the Capitol. People penetrated the Capitol. They penetrated the Speaker's offices, the House and Senate chamber. Guns were drawn. They're trying to break down doors and windows. And they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Congress needs to get back to work and certify this election. And I intend to do that as soon as my phone rings.
That was Hawaii Representative Kai Kahele talking to HPR's Casey Harlow.